Welcome back to What's Up with Missy on AM 1340 WHAT. That was for Lisa, who saw Respect with me on Wednesday night. Such a great show, and I am honored to have Cheryl Williams sitting right here with me now.
Hello,
good morning, Cheryl.
Missy, good morning.
You were fabulous. Cheryl plays the narrator. Is that how I would describe your role in the show?
Right.
And it's almost you're telling your story or the story of the author throughout the show, and that's kind of what we chronicle through different women, kind of through your life. Would
right.
you say that's
well,
fairly
she,
accurate?
Well, absolutely. Dorothy, she wrote the book. She was doing some lectures, and she started putting music into her lectures, and she made this discovery. Wow. You know, music really does tell the story of women historically, socially, you know, in many different ways. So she actually did write a book about Respect, A Musical Journey of Women, and she did a one-woman show for a long time. And it developed into the thing that we have now, which is four women, tons of music, and she intertwines her own personal story in with the story of women. And it's fun. It's exciting. I don't, when I'm performing it, I don't try to do Dorothy. I do Cheryl.
Right.
You know, I do myself. And, you know, we have a lot of visuals in the show.
Yeah, and it's great. The backdrop are basically three giant photographs that change with the times. You see the different women of the era or who you're singing about, which you can really relate to. And I have to point out, now, my question for you is, you are, it says it in the program, a breast cancer survivor
like myself. Yes.
Now, when you read this script or saw this show, did part of it speak to you for that reason?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when Act Two called me and Bud called and he said, you know, we want you to audition for this, I said, no, I don't do that. I'm not a singer, dancer, really person, you know, and although I love to sing, I love to dance, you know, but I, you know, basically do straight theater, straight plays. And he said, no. He said, there's something about your personality. Come on, I want you to, you know, audition for this. And I did. And I read it and I went, wow, you know, this, it feels really connected to me.
Yeah. You can see that.
Yeah. And we, and I make it personal. He made it personal. We put, photographs of our own family.
I was going to say, there's one.
That's cool.
There's
yeah.
one song.
It's very cool.
I was just in tears. There's one song, In My Daughter's Eyes.
Oh my gosh.
And when you sing that and you see, and I saw pictures of you and clearly your daughter, I imagine.
My nieces.
Your nieces.
I could not have children. So I have children vicariously.
But they were up there with you in those photographs
because
I
like
recognized
my
your face.
Uh-huh.
And I have two nieces up there. I also have a very close friend that's holding her tiny, tiny baby that I sing to. And there's a photograph of my grandmother, my aunt, and my mother, who's passed away, that I say the legacy from these women, you know, and I talk about these women, and they are my family.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to make it really personal. You know, I try to make it connected to me, and in that way, hopefully, the audience feels that, you know,
absolutely.
And they think about their mothers and their sisters and friends. And
absolutely. And the thing is, with these songs, you've never really listened to the words before. It's like, even In My Daughter's Eyes, when I hear you sing it, it's like you see it a whole different way. Or the I Will Survive, she does very funny, very sarcastic.
Yeah. Danny's great.
Oh, that is hysterical. She is so talented.
She's extremely talented. All
and
of the women are.
It's just phenomenal. And you just don't really think of the words in that way until they sing it and you're like, oh yeah, listen to those words.
Right.
That is what it's saying.
Well, we were all used to the Gloria Gaynor thing, you know, and just sort of, okay, all right, you know, but no, everybody in Respect is phenomenal. They're all really dedicated to the show and, you know, to what it speaks to. And we just have a great time.
And you could tell you're having a good time. They're like laughing. They're like having fun on the stage. And this song, These Boots Were Made for Walking, is absolutely hysterical. The boots come down from the ceiling, the white boots, literally.
That's awesome.
And they put them on and it's like stamping their feet. Like, these boots were made for walking.
Oh,
like, the men didn't really like that song very much, you know?
The thing is, and I don't want the men out there to think that this is like a male bashing show, you know? know, because men that come really have a good time.
Yeah.
They really do.
They do. Although my husband, I came home and said, well, now who gets more respect now, me or you, after you saw the show? That's what he wanted to know. But I would say, I mean, it's actually, you extended the run. It's now running through the beginning of May, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, May 2nd.
So I would highly recommend it for husbands to take their wives or their daughters or your friends and just go see it, because absolutely.
We may pick you out and sing to you, though, if you're a, you know, Betty Boop may sing to you. They would like that, though. Trust me.
Yeah, that guy liked it. The guy who you were singing to on Wednesday night was definitely enjoying himself.
Ha. I heard this story.
He was having a good time.
Or he was acting like he was enjoying himself.
He was having a good time. And you get people up and moving. I mean, the music is phenomenal music. You've got a great piano player and a drummer.
Yeah,
and they're great.
I said Jim. John, I'm sorry.
Sorry, John. You're fabulous.
John, I didn't mean to say
that.
Well,
the soundtrack, I was looking, Missy brought in the CD yesterday, and I was looking at it, and it's just so many great tunes on there. So,
oh, absolutely. But, you know, and I think that's the original, I think that was the original Respect company that did that.
Soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah, but the women we have are phenomenal singers.
God.
They really are. They should do their own.
Yeah,
I think
powerful voices. It's just incredible.
Right.
It's a fantastic show.
Yeah, sure.
They should.
Very empowering all around,
I have to say. It's a celebration. Come and see us.
Yeah, they're playing at Society Hill Playhouse. That's where we saw it. And you can see Cheryl go and you can say hi to her. She's a narrator at the end of the show. Say you heard her on What's Up with Missy and went to see the show. But it's been so great. Thank you so much for coming
in and speaking with us this morning.
We're going to be right back with more What's Up with Missy on AM 1340 WHAT right after this.